Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Poly Medicure Limited Q1 FY24 earnings call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rohan John from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Yusuf. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the first quarter FY24 earnings conference call of Poly Medicure Limited. Today, we have the senior management of the company with us, represented by Mr. Himanshu Baid, Managing Director, Mr. Naresh Vijayvargiya, CFO, and Mr. Avinash Chandra, Company Secretary. I thank the management for giving ICICI Securities the opportunity to host this call. With this, I hand over the call to the management for opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rohan. Good afternoon, everyone. Hello again. I'll first take you through the quarter one earnings. I think if you compare quarter one to quarter one of previous financial year and current financial year, the standalone revenue has increased from 239 crores to 305.6 crores. There's an increase of 28%. EBITDA margins have also increased from 57.48 crores to 85.1 crores. There's an increase of around 48%. And PAT has increased from 28.8 crores to 60.52 crores. There's an increase of 110%. So there's a big improvement in the performance of the company. And I'll also take you tell you the reasons why it has happened. So first of all, I think it was that when we look at first quarter of previous year, I think the market, the raw materials were very volatile. The shipping freight rates were almost at peak level. And because of that, the margins kind of dropped. And also, there were certain losses attributed to some investments in mutual funds. So because of that, the profit was low. But now, because of improved performance, increased revenue, and focus on high-end export markets, I think we're able to improve the performance of the company. And in absolute terms, the EBITDA has increased significantly. And also, if you look at percentage, we've almost maintained a similar or higher percentage as compared to quarter four, which is above 37%. Consolidated revenue also saw an increase of 29% from 248 crores to 320.83 crores. EBITDA margins also consolidated increased from 55.75 crores to 87.19 crores, a 56% increase. And PAT margin increased from 26.96% to 62.7 crores to 62.70 crores, increase of 133%. If you look at quarter-on-quarter, the consolidated revenue increased from 306 crores of quarter four of previous year to 320.83 crores in current Q1 quarter, which was an increase of 5%. So for us, it was very important that we maintain same momentum. In spite of headwinds in export markets, which we already know that somehow most of the global economy is going through a very tough phase. But I think we have been very resilient and focused on our business. And because of that, I think we have seen a quarter-on-quarter growth and also a sharp increase when we compare with quarter one to quarter one, the previous year to this year. Exports in the current quarter have increased from 164 crores to 205 crores, an increase of 25%. And India business has increased from 75 crores to 101 crores. That's on a standalone basis, which is around 34%. So margins have been steady with stabilization of raw material pricing and normalization of freight rates. So in the previous quarter also, we had the same, I think in the same current quarter, Q1, we also had steady raw material pricing and freight rates. So that has helped us to remain steady. And I think we expect to maintain EBITDA margin in the range of 25%-27% for the rest of the year. So that is our guidance for the rest of the year. Our guidance for revenue continues to be 20% plus for FY24. We have seen a robust growth of 28% in the first quarter. So we expect that we will maintain a good momentum in coming quarters also. And we have a good pipeline of orders right now from export customers, and also in India, we are seeing a good growth. EU business specifically has grown by over 35% in the first quarter. Though there has been some slowdown in exports, but in Africa and Middle East, but those are not our main markets. EU being one of the core markets, because one third of the revenue of the company comes from EU, and that core market has shown a 35% growth. And India, which is also one of the core markets, one third revenue contributors, has also grown by around 35%. So both, most of the most important markets have grown by around 35%, which is a very good, healthy sign for the company. Our four new plants will go live within this year. First plant in Hyderabad started operation in quarter one. Second plant in Hyderabad, which is 100% EOU, will start operation in Q2. Third plant in Hyderabad, which is in IMT Hyderabad, will start operation in Q4. And fourth plant in SEZ Jaipur will start operation in Q3. So all the four plants will go live within the current financial year. This will add new capacity and will give us bandwidth to expand faster with ready infrastructure in place. We are almost adding 8 lakh square feet of new infrastructure in these four plants. And CAPEX for FY24 will be close to around 110 crores. And from FY25 onward, we will see CAPEX tapering down to maybe around 100 to 125 crore level. Which will be mainly maintenance and then augmenting more capacity or investing in new products and new technology. The new critical care business will be launched in quarter three. Currently, clinical trials and new regulatory permissions are being awaited. This is also very important new development in the company, because this will give us an ability to serve the hospitals much deeper, especially in the intensive care units where the consumption of products is much higher and the value is also much higher. Import substitution is our key focus in this critical care space. Domestic business, as I said, continues to show good momentum with a 34-35% growth in Q1. Our presence across segments like corporate hospitals, tier 2 and 3 increase. We are seeing the healthcare sector has been growing steadily in the last 1 year. I think we are getting advantage of that. So it will be growing around 10 to 12% or even maybe a little higher. But we have shown a growth of around 34-35%. So we are taking more market share from multinational companies now. And we hope to maintain a similar momentum during the year. The dialysis renal segment has grown by around 22% in quarter one. And we expect to end the year approximately 25-30% growth rate. Manufactured dialysis machine is already launched. It's shown good acceptance with users. We still have some headwinds in the segment because of cheap imports coming from China and dumping of low-quality products in our country. Low import duty, import duty structure is also hampering our targeted growth. Current IGST on finished products is just 5%, whereas all raw materials we pay 18% GST, which results in inverted duty structure and additional costs. We do not expect any PLI benefit coming to us in the current financial year 24 as for dialysis renal segment, and those numbers are not as per high targets that have been PLI, almost 60-70% year on year growth. So the numbers currently which you see are without any PLI benefits, and we don't see any PLI benefits for the whole year because we have been requesting the government to reduce the targets under PLI because it's kind of unattainable, 60-70% year-on-year growth. And to my knowledge, of 20 companies who got PLI on medical devices, only 3 or 4 companies have met the targets for the first year. So the scheme is still not very workable. We have suggested many changes in the scheme to suit domestic manufacturing. So currently this is the status, and we'll wait for government maybe to look into our suggestions and then see what happens next. But we expect that we have some headwinds in the sector, but still we will grow between 25 and 30%. which is still a decent growth. U.S. market, we received the U.S. FDA approvals for two products a few weeks ago, already announced. We expect to start sales on these two products in the next 2-3 months. Already received our first orders from the customers. We plan to apply for more products for U.S. FDA approval in coming months. And we are seeing more momentum, you know, our way. And we are more confident now to get more products under FDA approval. For U.S. business, we are maintaining a guidance of $15 to $20 million revenue from in the next 3 to 4 years.
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but your voice is a little breaking.
Okay, I'll be closer to the mic.
Yes.
We maintain a guidance of $15 to $20 million revenue from U.S. in the next 3 to 4 years. Our step-down subsidiaries in Italy, joint venture in Egypt, our plant in China, all are, you know, profit-making and performing well. And we see good growth opportunities in Egypt going forward. Our Italian subsidiary has almost doubled the revenue, you know, in the first quarter itself. So they are all doing very well. They are, you know, the momentum is very good. And we are adding more customers and markets to the subsidiary. Egypt JV it also, you know, has a better profitability as compared to last year. You see, last year, you know, we, in quarter one, we had a loss of around 1.8 crores across the subsidiaries. But this quarter, we have almost made a profit of 2.25 or 2.3 crores. So there's been a good turnaround in all the subsidiaries. You know, in R&D side, the company continues to develop new products and will launch 10 to 12 new products in the critical care segment and vascular segment this year. We also have robust pipeline of new products for next 2 to 3 years. The company currently owns 370+ patents and has 70+ applications pending for approvals in various geographies. We continue to invest in new product development at a rapid pace. But for us, I think the company, the major thrust has been launching you know, more products every year. And that has kept up the momentum. So we'll continue to invest in new product areas, you know, continue to, you know, invest in new R&D and new designs. So this is really helping us to you know, improve our margins, also address, you know, more customers, you know, within the same segment. And also, you know, once we are in the hospital, it becomes easier to introduce, once we have products already in, it's easier to introduce products in the same channel and the same pipeline. China Plus One has been a key focus of many countries, and company hopes to benefit, you know, by adding new customers from EU and USA in the next few years. We already are seeing good traction building up, and new infrastructure which we are building will definitely help us to add new products much faster. We also welcome you all to visit our facilities in Hyderabad, and request can be sent to the company secretary set up schedules. We are also focusing on new technologies, and for that, to explore inorganic opportunities in the sector, in the medtech sector. And we feel that, you know, technology is one key area in medical field that will keep on, you know, progressing at a very rapid pace. And to keep up with a rapid pace, I think we have to bridge this gap. Because currently, if we develop a new product right from beginning to the end, it takes around 4 to 5 years from development from scratch to put the product in the market, because there's a few years of development cycle and clinical trials, and there's a few years of regulatory approvals. So we are thinking to shorten this cycle, to look into, you know, companies which have technology, which have products, and then maybe, you know, look at inorganic opportunities, you know, to grow faster in new technology areas. And as then when we see something, we'll definitely let our, you know, investors and stakeholders know about it. These were some of the highlights of quarter one. If there are any questions, I'm happy to take them. Thank you again for your time and patiently listening to me. Thank you again very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Jaiveer Shekhawat from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Sure. Thank you a lot. And Mr. Baid, congratulations for another strong quarter. So my first question is in relation to your international business. So one, want to understand what's really driving your 25% plus growth in your Europe business. And also, if you can share light on the other markets ex of Europe, and what factors can help you sustain this high growth export, high growth rate that you're seeing in the exports market over the next 2-3 years?
So first of all, you know, when you look at the Europe market, so we have been in Europe for now more than, 10 years. But in last 4-5 years since we, started our office, we have a full-time CEO who manages the business from Europe, and we have a sales and marketing team on the ground. So this really helps us to connect with the customers much faster, and that is the key reason for success. And, you know, our acquisition in 2019 also improved the image of the company, because that was in critical care business of oncology. And combining two businesses together has really, you know, given us that momentum. So, and when we're looking at this China plus one, as I mentioned, so there is the advantage now for, Indian companies. If we can make good products, and high technology and good quality, I think, we have a good potential. And I think with the pipeline of, projects we have today and the arrangements we have with the current customers, so in the current year, we will see, Europe, growing at least around 30 to 35%, which was we achieved in the first quarter. We are seeing the same momentum in coming quarters. And looking at the other markets, so one-third revenue comes from exports to Europe. One-third is India and one-third is the rest of the world. And rest of the world, contributions are from Latin America, from Asia, from Africa, from Middle East. So all these markets, contribute to one-third of revenue. Of course, there are some headwinds in Africa and some Asian countries, currently because of the current crisis, and we are seeing some headwinds there. But overall, there is a good momentum, the geographies have also grown around 15 to 20%. So we are pretty hopeful that during the year, we will get a growth rate of around north of 20% in exports also.
Sure, sir. That's very helpful. And secondly, sir, given that you are continuously evaluating inorganic opportunities, given that you have even earlier partnered with, say, the likes of Covidian and Penwall, are you also evaluating any joint venture which can again give you that access to technology and help you crack certain markets like U.S.?
Yeah, so I think that's a very good question. Of course, I don't have a concrete answer here, but definitely we will be exploring these possibilities, because when we look at, the opportunity in front of us, because China has been the global factory of the world, and gradually the momentum is shifting towards, outside China. Of course, Vietnam, Mexico, all these countries had the first advantage, but I think India is also now on the radar of most of these large companies. So, and with the ready infrastructure which we have today, I think we'll be, really, going forward with new opportunities very fast. Because now it will be just plug and play. We have facilities, we can add up any new product or capability very quickly.
Certainly. And sir, lastly, just want to understand your critical care business in more detail. Now, apart from needing more clinical specialists, what other investment would you be required to really scale up that piece? And what's your expectation in terms of overall revenue potential, possibly 2 or 3 years down the line? And how should we see the benefit from that segment in terms of margins as well?
So I think critical care segment definitely has a better margin, because these are products made, specifically for ICU, applications, specialized catheters and, specialized guide wires. All these are very specialized. And so business has a better margin, definitely, compared to, current business we do. Though the revenue initially will be small, but I think in 3-4 years, I'm just making a guess today, I can't give you a real estimate, but we should be, looking at around 75-100 crore of revenue in this particular segment.
In terms of investment.
The new segment. Yeah, it's a completely new segment. The investments have already been done as part of the current CapEx plan.
Right. And also in terms of your product capabilities, how different are these products versus your existing line of products?
So they are very adjacent to what we do today. So we are currently in vascular access, and we are more in general products, but now let's say in surgery products and OT. So now we are moving from OT and let's say vascular care to basically critical care.
Sure.
So basically, a patient is in a bed. So either he goes to OT or from OT, he will go either to ICU or to a normal room. So we were currently serving OT and the normal room for a patient. Now we are moving to ICU basically. Also, we are covering that area which we are missing in the hospital.
Sure. Sure. Thanks a lot, Mr. Baid, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rashmi S. from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. Just a follow-up from earlier participants. Sir, when you said critical care segment, this is again a part of our infusion therapy segment only, which you are expecting that 75-100 crore should come from this particular segment only?
Rashmi, your question was.
Sorry, sir. I can't hear your voice.
I was not able to hear you clearly. Can you repeat the question again, please?
Yeah. So I was saying, sir, that the critical care segment which you mentioned, is this a part of our infusion therapy and vascular access segment only?
Yeah, it is part of vascular access. Yeah, it is part of vascular access. Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay. So 75-100 crore revenue you are expecting in.
Yeah, this will be new products. Yeah, it will be new products, new customers.
New products, and it is more related to the critical care from OT or moving to that.
Yeah. Basically, intensive care units. Basically.
Okay. And sir, also you mentioned that export growth will be somewhere between 20%-25%, which will be mainly driven by the Europe. What about the domestic market? You mentioned in your initial comments that we are growing the renal care segment, but it is very low, and we are also, I mean, going to miss the PLI income this year. So if you can elaborate a bit on this, why we are going to miss it, why we are not going to.
No, sir. Yeah, I explained in detail in my opening comments, but I'll repeat again. So we have grown in domestic business in first quarter by 35%. So that also includes the renal business. That is part of the domestic business. And because in the past, because we had a PLI on renal, and that's the reason we mentioned separate growth for this segment. So in domestic, renal is one of the parts of the business. And in this part, we're growing around 20%-22%. But still, overall growth in domestic business is 35% in quarter one. And today, we are not basing our business on PLI or any incentive for growing the business. So we are growing the business on its own merit. And that is more important for us. And the current P&L is based on the current what we are doing today. So if we get PLI, whenever we get, it will be an addition to the bottom line.
Understood, sir. So sir, any specific guidance you want to give on domestic business, and how much was your renal contribution to the overall domestic business?
Renal contribution in domestic business is close to around 20%, roughly.
Okay.
Domestic business should grow again. Also, the guidance for the whole year is 20%. Domestic business should grow faster. Maybe the guidance is maybe between 25%-30% overall.
Okay, sir. Got it. And lastly, on infusion therapies, is it a still bigger pie when it comes to the export market and domestic market, and how much is the contribution in export business as well?
Overall contribution is 70% of infusion business in the overall business.
Overall contribution. And sir, in the export business, it is still in the range of 85%-90%, right?
It will be slightly higher, but yeah, that's our core business. So export, and we have a lot of expertise in that area. So it could be slightly higher, but overall contribution is 70%.
Okay. And sir, last question. With these new products coming in, with new launches that is going to happen in the U.S. business, And we are going to see a good momentum in the launches when the capacity expansion is also taking place. So do you think that, you know, EBITDA margin, you know, from FY25, you know, every year we could see a very good scope of, you know, margin expansion, you know, is this something which is possible?
Ma'am, see, we have not given any guidance for FY25, but of course, whatever we are trying to do should help us in you know, getting better margins because we are addressing new segments, new markets. But initially, there will be a cost to launch these products and to, you know, to stabilize these markets. So we will see an impact, but I think our guidance is very firm, and I think we will maintain a similar momentum going forward.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Harsh Mulchandani from Crisp PMS. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on great set of numbers. We wanted to get one clarification on the revenue potential from the US business, 15 to 20 million USD. In next 2 to 3 years, is it the cumulative or at the end of third year, we would have a 20 million run rate which you would be able to maintain?
Yeah, so the run rate would be in 3 to 4 years, the run rate would be around 15 to 20 million, not cumulative.
Okay, perfect. And just wanted to understand how fast do we see these capacities which will go live this year? Like you mentioned that it would be a plug and play for, you know, whatever clients we're trying to tap, but, you know, would we see significant chunk of capacities getting utilized in FY25? Or, you know, the ramp-up would take few years depending on your...
No, ramp-up always will take few years because every product you need a separate approval. In medtech industry, every product needs a separate approval. So even if you have a plant which is ready, but if you want to bring a new product to market or new launch, you still have to go through the clinical trial cycle and also go through the whole regulatory process for India and for global, each country globally where you want to export the product. But the time to build an infrastructure is, which is now zero today for us because the infrastructure is ready. Otherwise, earlier we were taking even additional 1.5, 2 years to build the infrastructure before we could even think about these things. So that's how it is.
Got it. Makes sense. And just last question. On the renal segment, so I think the dialyzer, etc., which are the consumables, there, you know, we can see a stable revenue coming in subsequently, and what I could understand is the sale of the machine is slower than what we had anticipated earlier. Is this understanding correct or?
No, so this year we have already given a guidance that we'll be selling over 200 machines. So this is still on track. We are already 4 months in this year, and this is still on track. And yes, consumables, because machine is a one-time sale, which is, you know, then would do, you know, 3 to 4 treatments per day per machine. But consumables, of course, you know, they are used, you know, more often. So the percentage of consumable versus machine will be 90-10, 90% consumable and 10% machine.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participant, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Girish Jain from KJMC Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a great set of numbers. My question was relating to the CAPEX and the operationalization of the new plants. There was some disturbance in your opening remarks, so I couldn't really follow. If you could just elaborate on the schedule of the plants which are getting started.
Sure. So, thank you. And so, what I mentioned was that, you know, we have 4 new plants which are going live this year. And the first plant is started in Faridabad, started operations in Q1. Second plant, which is the extension of EOU, a new plant, will start operations in Q2. Third plant in Faridabad, which is an IMT Faridabad, will start operations in Q4. And the 4th plant in SEZ Jaipur will start operations in Q3. So all the 4 plants will go live in this current financial year. And CapEx plan for FY24 will be close to 210 crores. From FY25, we'll see it tapering down because most of the infrastructure CapEx and, you know, initial machinery, everything, you know, is already set up in these plants. Then it'll be more like a, you know, maintenance CapEx or a new technology CapEx, where we'll be adding new products or new technologies. That is where we'll be spending money going forward. Yes, it will take around 2 to 3 years to fully operationalize, you know, running at, you know, maximum capacity all these plants.
If I recollect correctly from your previous conversation calls, the Faridabad Q plant, the new one which has already started, that is for diagnostic. Am I right?
Yeah, that is correct.
Hello?
Yeah, absolutely correct, Girish. Absolutely correct.
The EOU, which is expected in Q2, that would be for?
EOU again is for, you know, is extension for U.S. business and also some new products we are doing for export markets. SEZ is mainly for European business, and IMT will be for domestic.
Okay. Would it be fair to assume that in the next 3 years, let's say assuming an asset turn of 1.5 times, the capacity would more or less double?
It should. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That would be FY27?
Yeah. By FY27, we should be able to double our capacity. Absolutely.
Okay, sir. Any guidance or on the cash balance and the debt situation of the company?
Currently we have a debt of 125 crores, which is working cap into around 100 crores is working capital and around 25 crores is long-term debt, which is ECBs, you know, we had taken a few years ago. The cash position is close to around 295 crores. Net cash in the company will be around 170 crores.
Okay. Obviously we are adding cash every year now.
I hope so, sir, but we are also spending.
Okay. Last question on the U.S. business. Are we also planning to file some more approvals?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I informed. We've got two approvals. Now we are applying for more products. Maybe within the next 12-18 months, we should have around 5-7 products more, with approvals, and that is what our plan is.
The guidance of 15 million run rate is including the new approvals which are expected?
Yeah, because it takes 12-18 months to get approvals, Girish. You know, it'll take time, you know, and, you know, it is a cumbersome process. As you know, U.S. FDA is not easy, so it takes time. In 3 to 4 years, you know, some products will go live now, some will go next year, some will go the following year. Once, you know, we move into the third or fourth year, we'll see revenue touching $15 million-$20 million.
Okay. That's all from me and all the best. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Girish.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Sumit Gupta from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon.
Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible, Sumit.
Okay. Apologies I joined the call a bit late. Just wanted to know the guidance regarding the revenue as well as the EBITDA for the next 12-15 months.
Sorry, Sumit, the line is not very clear. Could you repeat the question, please?
Basically, I would like to know the guidance regarding the revenue growth. You guide around 20%+ growth for the next 1 or 2 years. Regarding the margin, this quarter was really good. How do you expect it to go going forward in FY24 and 25?
Sumit, we've only given guidance for FY24 right now, which is a firm guidance. FY25, we have not given any guidance to investors. Maybe in next 3 months or so, we will be able to have more clarity on how things are. For FY24, we have very firm guidance that we should grow over, you know, 20%+, and also the margins will stay in the range of 5%-27% with our margins.
Okay. This quarter, like, revenue growth was really decent, 28.9%. Going forward, do you expect it to decline going forward to, because FY,
I'm not saying it's going to decline or it's not going to increase, but we are saying that is the guidance.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Gagan Tareja from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. I hope I'm audible.
Gagan, a little louder, please, if you don't mind.
Okay. Is this better? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, slightly better, Gagan, yes.
Sir, the audio was a little, weak and blurred.
Yeah, I was taking the call from my cell phone because, that is the reason. So I'm not in my office today.
So regarding the sales split that you gave for Q1, if you could, possibly repeat it again, growth in domestic sales for the renal and the balance segment and Europe growth and ROW growth, if you could just kindly repeat once.
Absolutely. So exports overall has grown by around 25%. When you look at, because two-thirds of our revenue comes from export and one-third is from India. So India has grown by around 34%. And that's the reason you see an overall growth of around 28-29% blended growth. And when we look at Europe has grown over by 35%. In the first quarter, and the rest of the world probably has gone by around 15% or so. So one-third revenue of the company is from Europe, one-third is India, and one-third is the rest of the world. And India growth has been around 34% in the first quarter, and renal business has grown by around 22% in the first quarter. Renal business is part of the India business.
So the renal part, if the India business has grown by 22%, and if I understood it correctly, renal itself is around 20% of India sales.
That's correct.
Right. So the balance part of the India sales would have actually grown at much more than 34%.
Yeah, that is correct. Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
So what was the reason for that very strong domestic growth, if you could elaborate a little more there?
Yeah, so I think our penetration is increasing now more in corporate hospitals. Today, you will see Polymed products in almost all hospitals. And I think that is very important. It has taken us time to build the brand, build the structure, network, and win the trust of this large corporate hospitals. And number two, we have increased our penetration in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities also. So that is also helping us to, gain momentum across different product segments, especially our vascular access is a core segment, and that is also that's growing at a very fast rate. Okay. And there's a lot of room to grow further also.
Is it possible to understand, excluding renal in India, how much would have been contributed from vascular and from
vascular is total 70% of our total business.
No, specifically for India, how much would it be?
70%.
70% for India.
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, the new policy, which you indicated as, has come through the new medical devices policy. You were expecting certain contours,
there is still no clarity, on this still now. Government announces policies, but the fine print still we are awaiting. The policy is very vague right now, and hopefully, and there is a meeting now in Gandhinagar called by the Ministry, Department of Pharma and Ministry of Health. So they are going to make some more announcements regarding this policy, and see what incentives will be available to the industry. So I'm seeing maybe incentives on R&D side. Maybe that's another area government is focusing. So there could be something on R&D, and the new medical device bill, you're already hearing that they're talking of in the parliament. The Drugs and Cosmetics Act, which was made in 1940, is getting changed to a bill, which is a medical device, drugs and cosmetic bill. So that's a big change, and that will also make Indian regulation harmonized with the rest of the world. So the policy is basically at a very high level. Now it's for the industry to see what, policy government of India is going to push in this sector. And with policy coming in, I think we are very sure the purchasing from the government side and government investments in this sector will also increase. And government investments, I mean, you know, putting more labs, more medical device parks, more common facilities. So all that will follow through this policy.
Okay, so specifically pertaining to the policy, I think there was a clause around single window clearance. There was supposed to be a clause.
Yeah, there are a lot of things around the policy, but okay. As I told you, you know, everything is work in progress by the government. There's a new export promotion council now specifically set for medical device exports. Earlier was a part of, you know, Pharmaxel. So a lot of initiatives are there, but I think it will take few years before we can see really the impact of these policies. Any policy we comes in, you don't see an impact on day one.
Okay. No, I get that, yeah. Sir. I am just trying to understand, you know, over what time. It's a matter of time and not anymore a question of whether or not the policy.
What I can say is first time at least there is a policy of this sector.
Correct.
Nobody knew this sector before COVID.
Right. So the India growth in any case that you are currently seeing is largely driven by your own efforts and has no support from the policy which will come on later.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. The policy was just announced last month in June or something.
Correct. So the current momentum that you're seeing in India, you know, ex of renal, I understand renal, you know, will grow organically at its own pace as and when you are able to scale that market up. But the other piece, you feel that, you know, the current growth rates that you're seeing, are they sustainable for you? Or, you know,
when we look at India is 70% import dependent, right? And, you know, there is a lot of now import substitution products we are making in India now, in the last few years. So that is where, you know, and we have to, you know, work a little bit more deeper with the corporate hospitals. And we started working with them. After COVID, we started working deeper with the corporate hospital. And I think when you can offer a good quality product in India at a good price to the hospitals, I think why one may not buy it. So I think that is a momentum we are seeing. So there is a change in approach by a lot of these corporate hospitals.
Right. Is it also possible to broadly understand, you know, the total sort of market size addressable for you in the domestic market and what's
very hard to say, it's very fragmented, you know, it's a very long question. Maybe we'll have to talk separately about it.
Okay, but suffice to say that your efforts are sort of bearing fruit and this momentum will continue going ahead as well.
Yeah, just crashed above the iceberg. That's what I can say.
Okay. And just a clarification, these four plants will double your capacity, is what you said?
Yeah, so, yes, so the infrastructure will almost double our capability and capacity. Not of current products. We are adding a lot of new product lines. And that is where we will see, it's not doubling existing capacity.
Okay.
Of existing products. It is new products, you know, and also a lot of new products are being, you know, going to be made in these new plants.
Can you maybe give us a little more sort of elaborate flavor of, you know, what's in the pipeline in terms of new products and...
I can't disclose this on a call, sir. I can't do that. A lot of information is confidential.
No worries, sir. And this capacity additional, you said partially will be used for the existing products and partially for...
Yes, partially for existing products and partially for a lot of new products which we are going to launch in next, you know, now till next 3 years.
How much of this will be for existing products? Is it possible to give us some idea of that?
So we can say for existing products will be around 40% and 60% for new products.
And this would include renal as well, 60%?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Right, sir. And in dialysis, you indicated, you know, renal has been a little underwhelming for you compared to your initial anticipation. Could you sort of also help us understand, because you were saying you're well on target to achieve your 200 machine
So machines are only 10% of
where it's been slower.
Yeah, machine is only 10% of the total, you know, business compared to the whole renal business. So if you sell 200 machines, each machine is 5 crores or 5 lakhs or 5.5 lakhs. So it is 11 crores revenue. So nothing is compared to the consumables. So yeah, the traction is basically on consumable side right now, where there will be see a lot of resistance and cheap Chinese imports coming in.
Right.
And dumping margin.
On dialyzers, I think the industry was trying to advocate single use because currently...
Yes. Yeah. You are pretty much aware of this industry, I'm sure. So yes, we are trying it because currently there's a reuse of 7 to 8 times. And the single use market is only 20-25%. Around 70-75% is, multi-use, which is 6 to 8 times. And minimum is 6 to 8. So that's the reason the industry is not growing at that pace, what we have anticipated. So we are also recommend to get a better outcome for every dialysis patient. The product has to be single, because it's designed for single use.
Dialysis
is seen as a charitable business. Most of the dialysis centers, in Mumbai, Maharashtra, or any part of the country, you will see are running by charitable trusts. So they want to do it cheap and, maybe almost free for patients, and there is where we compromise quality of the care by reusing the product.
But what's the global practice? Is it largely
single use? Most of the world is single use.
Right. Because I think NephroPlus was indicating, that they have enough evidence to show that, 6 times use is very, very safely possible.
They are bidding for, contracts which are very low price in states. So they will have to make that statement because they are using the product. So somebody will justify that why is using these products.
Yeah. Sure. Thanks.
But globally, the practice is, and that's the reason in India, dialysis patients don't survive. Average survival is not more than 3 to 5 years. As globally, the survival rate is between 10 to 15 years.
Right. Thanks. I'll get back.
Clotting of the fibers, the efficiency of filtration reduces. So all these things happen.
Right. Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A reminder to the participant, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participant, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
So thank you once again for support and encouragement. And I think, we'll continue to, work towards the guidance we have provided to all our stakeholders. And we are very hopeful that with healthcare industry, kind of on a new momentum in the country, the same momentum, we'll be able to maintain through Polymed. And I think next, few years, they look very good for healthcare industry as well as the medtech industry in the country. With government attention to this sector, I think we will see a lot of, indigenous manufacturing coming up in the country. And as well as growth in the market share of domestic companies. So we hope, we are in the right direction. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you. Thank you very much.